More than half the countries in the G20 have a coast that touches the Pacific Ocean. 2 days of official meetings will start Friday in Osaka, Japan. And according to the G20 website, the main themes will range from the global economy and trade and investment to environment and energy, employment, health, and women's empowerment. There will also be a series of one-on-one side meetings. The Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia has already met with South Korea's president in Seoul on Wednesday, with governments and companies from the two countries signing economic deals worth more than $8 billion. Australia's media are focusing on Prime Minister Scott Morrison's working dinner with President Trump that's scheduled before the G20 meetings officially open. The Prime Minister says it will center on the strength and candor of the Australia-U.S. relationship. But the Australians are also worried about the impact of tariffs with China on their own economy. President Trump will meet Saturday with Chinese President Xi Jinping and will also talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin, among other leaders. Putin will also meet with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who will also host President Xi, the first time a Chinese leader has set foot in Japan in nearly a decade. And the bilateral meetings will continue after G20. President Trump will stop in South Korea before returning to the U.S. next week. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.